Let's face it, life on planet Earth can be quite challenging. Who knew that coming to this planet as a spiritual being, living a human experience, would be filled with so many obstacles? Welcome to our Soul Tribe family. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual, intuitive earth guide. It is my wish and intention to bring you guidance, wisdom, and knowledge to help you navigate life as a spiritual being living a human experience. In the next few episodes, I'm going to be talking about the power that you hold within you. Now, we are all equipped with the same energy. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, what your sexual preference is, or even what your life experiences have been. You still arrived here on this earth with emotions, with a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. As a young child, I always had a deep sense that there was so much more to life than what I was being told. As I grew older, and after many years of deep meditation and even research, I began to understand a different concept of life on Earth that made a lot more sense than what I was being taught. Now, if you look back on your life, did you feel that something inside of you always felt that there was more to this human experience than what you were told? As a spiritual being, you are in a totally different place that is a much higher vibration than planet Earth. And it's often referred to as heaven or the higher dimensions. And this higher dimension is lighter, and it's not filled with the large spectrum of heavy emotions that we have here on Earth. In the higher dimensions, as a spiritual being, you may still work and grow and evolve, but it's in a totally different way than how you learn and grow and evolve here on planet Earth. It's more subtle and gentle than the intensity of the human experience. You may often hear me talk about a spirit team. I'm not going to get into too much of that in this episode, but I will say that your spirit team consists of your own personal master guide that is with you from the time you decide to incarnate till the time you depart this earth. You also have helper guides that come and go throughout your lifetime, depending on specific needs in your life. And this is what I refer to as your spirit team. Now, my spirit team has shown me in my meditations that coming to planet Earth is like taking a fast-track course than if you remained in the higher dimensions where you also still learn, but at a slower pace. There's not so much intensity. In here, it's very quick, even though it may seem very long at times. The reason is that planet Earth forces you to experience parts of your soul that wish to evolve by understanding the true meaning of unconditional love. And so much more. Now, I totally respect that this might sound a bit out there for some of you, and this is just my opinion and my experience. But just consider the possibilities of what I'm sharing with you as real and possible. What if? Now, I know when I first began this journey, I had a really difficult time believing any of this. I knew in my heart that what I was being taught by society just did not feel accurate. But I also had so much doubt and disbelief that would come up when I would allow myself to consider that life had other aspects to it. I was taught that past lives and communicating with spirit and those who crossed over was a big no-no. Now, I can remember after one of my meditations, I kept feeling and hearing and seeing that there was a much deeper meaning to our lives than what was on the surface. And I also remember feeling afraid to step out of what I was taught would be wrong or bad. So I would sneak off to the library and I would get as many books as I could on near-death experiences, past lives, and all those kinds of subjects. And even walking out of the library with these books in my hand, I could feel the stir of excitement about reading them, but I also felt guilt and fear that I was doing something wrong. This was totally related to my strict upbringing and the belief system that I was raised on. I soon discovered that it was more important to follow what resonated within me than what I was being told to follow outside of me. By honoring my intuition, I began to find myself more balanced and in more harmony within my life on planet Earth. I was also shown that we choose all these experiences in our lives to grow and evolve. We even choose everyone in our life. Now that was really hard to accept. So let's consider that you chose to come here. You chose your birth date, you chose your name, your parents, your siblings, your partner, your ex, your body, even your eye color. How does that make you feel? Does it resonate with you? Or are you saying, hell no, there is no way I would ever choose that person or that experience? Well, what if you did? Look, when I was experiencing chronic daily pain with rheumatoid arthritis, I would have said you were absolutely crazy. There's no way on earth that I would ever choose to experience that kind of extreme pain, especially 24 hours a day. However, I now understand that I did choose to go through that because that particular instance in my life, that time frame, is what transformed my life. So what experiences in your life make you want to say, no way, I would never choose that? And what people in your life make you want to say, no way, I would never choose that person? Well, again, what if you did? One thing I learned along the way was when I'm willing to consider that maybe, just maybe, I did choose that experience or that person, then I must have had a reason. I must have had a lesson I wanted to learn surrounding it. And I realized also that the more intense the situation is, the illness is, or even the person in your life is, the more profound the lesson is that you specifically came here to learn. So to use the rheumatoid arthritis that I experienced as an example, I can find many lessons within all of it and everything surrounding it. The pain I felt daily was a reminder of the emotional pain that I was ignoring. The pain I felt daily was a way I unconsciously was punishing myself for feeling guilty for all kinds of things and not thinking I was good enough. So I'd punish myself, but not realizing I was not doing that on purpose. But my subconscious mind, because of the messages I was sending it, was doing it for me. The pain I felt daily gave me a reason to say, no, I can't do that because of the rheumatoid arthritis. I'm in too much pain. It became an excuse. It became an easy escape. A way out that allowed me to say no, because before the rheumatoid arthritis happened, I didn't have the capacity to say no, even though at times I desperately wanted to say no. Often I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but I would still do it. And with the arthritis, it actually gave me an excuse not to. And I never realized that until after I healed and awakened to be able to look back and pull out the lessons that it was teaching me. And in some instances, if you have arthritis or pain, you can also be using it to keep people in your life, to be having people needing to help you. Like they may want to leave and they may want to say their children and you want them still in your life. They're all adult children. And you may be using that as an excuse without even realizing it to keep them close because you're needing help. See, we all have reasons that these illnesses or diseases or situations come into our lives, and what we use them unconsciously as a way to make things work better for us until we're ready to own them and understand what we're learning from them. I would always help everyone but myself. It allowed me to feel as if I belonged, and it allowed me to feel needed and appreciated, even though I was trying to fill an empty cup with a hole in it because I was expecting other people to fix the hole. I soon came to realize that no one can fix that empty hole but me. You see, there comes a time where you begin to understand that what you're seeking outside of you is actually inside of you. Almost every one of us will go through a time in our lives where we are looking for something outside of ourselves to bring us that feeling of love or happiness or joy. And the expectations we have are usually left unfulfilled because in reality, we're trying to put a Band-Aid over something that only we can heal. And when we rely on other people to be the Band-Aid or the other people to be the ones that bring the happiness or bring the love or bring the joy, then we are forgetting that we are that love, joy, and happiness. Now, at a young age, when we come into this planet, we are most times, you know, joyful and happy and loved. But of course, there's many who unfortunately choose to come into a home that's filled with a lot of neglect. So they experience that unfulfillment quite frequently and often go with their needs not met. Therefore, some of the lessons are to seek that need to be loved, that need to be accepted, the need to be wanted from others. It's almost like an illusion that we believe that it has to come from an outside source. So for years, we keep seeking, we keep looking, trying to fulfill, trying to find that person that's going to make us feel happy, or that job, or that home, or that place that's going to make us feel like everything's all better. And you know, for a time, it might actually feel that way. You might find that relationship where in the beginning, everything feels wonderful. You might find that home that you say, oh, this is my dream home. It's everything I wish for. Everything is going to be wonderful now. And again, it's temporary because life happens. Life lessons are still going to come your way, whether you're in a relationship that's very fulfilling or a beautiful home. You'll still experience what you came here to experience in life lessons. And the key ingredient will always be the love you have within yourself, because that love that you have inside of you is always going to be what supports your world outside of you. And it's important to realize that this love that you have within you is a never-ending supply. It can never go away unless you ignore it. So take a moment to really think about that. How often have you been seeking outside sources to bring you love or happiness or joy, when all along, you are the only one you need to fulfill that love, joy, and happiness with yourself? It's within you, not outside of you. I mean, let's face it, you are stuck with you for the rest of your life. You are your best friend, or you're your worst enemy. It's your choice. But wouldn't it be a lot easier if you were a lot more understanding and patient with yourself, a lot more loving with yourself? I mean, would you have a best friend? Would you allow that person in your life frequently if she or he constantly put you down? Or would you enjoy that person more if they uplifted you and empowered you? Everyone around you is a reflection of things inside of you. So the more you treat yourself better, the more you're going to receive that in your outside world. The inside reflects the outside, and vice versa. So really pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, and where you are allowing yourself to get lost in seeking outside comforts when all you really need is your adult self to talk to that younger version of yourself inside of you, letting them know that they are loved and worthy and important and needed and appreciated. If you find yourself really experiencing some deep, deep lessons and challenges and obstacles, it's important that you don't get lost in the victim mode or giving up or just crawling in bed and putting the covers over your head. And just for a moment, think, what if you did bring this into your life so you could learn from it? You don't want to run from it because it's going to keep coming back. It's important to be able to face things head on. Now, if you need a break, you take your break. You go out and you maybe walk in nature, or you do some yoga, or go on some kind of run or exercise. Do what you do to bring yourself back into balance. And then approach things from a different direction. And really look at it as if perhaps you're even helping someone else. How would you approach it differently? What if these issues and problems that you're experiencing were someone you really cared and loved? Think of it that way, by taking yourself out of the equation and instead being the helper. And how would you go about helping that person that you really care about? What insight could you bring? How could you see the pieces of the puzzle and being outside the box, looking in and noticing where those lessons are? What are the recurring patterns? Sometimes it even helps to write it down and notice how many things are similar that you're experiencing and why they keep happening. Instead of that person or that situation of my life just needs to go away, understand it's you that needs to make the change. Only you can make it dissolve. Only you can make it be in a place of harmony. It's your choice. I'm not saying it's easy. I've been there and I still continue to go through life challenges that I have put in place. And there are times when I ask myself, what was I thinking when I put this in my life? Again, that doesn't make it go away. It just makes me realize I need to take a step away and find my balance, ground myself, do what I need to before I can come back in and approach the situation from a different perspective. Always know that when you are pushed to your limits, there is a door that's waiting for you to walk through it. When you're pushed down hard and deep into the depths of your soul's existence, you cannot escape the power that exists there. You can do your best to ignore your emotions. You can do your best to ignore your body yelling at you with pain. You can do your best to ignore all the opportunities to grow because, let's face it, sometimes it is just easier to stay in the same pattern because it's familiar and you know how to deal with chaos and with drama easier than you know how to deal with peace. So instead of escaping or ignoring the lessons that you brought into your life for a reason, begin to acknowledge and take ownership by empowering yourself. Instead of punishing yourself, begin to go within to heal your wounds instead of expecting others to give you what only you can truly give yourself, which is compassion for yourself, patience for yourself, and unconditional divine love for yourself. For you are a spiritual being living a human experience. And that, my friend, is not an easy task. Now, before I begin the guided meditation portion for this week, I hope that if you found this message helpful, that you will share this episode with others. Follow me, subscribe, comment, and please know that I'm truly grateful that you are part of this Soul Tribe family. And my goal truly is to bring inspiration and healing. And if you find that you resonate with me and you would like to do some coaching with me, I have put my website below as well. And I look forward to doing some work on your life journey with you. Well, I hope this guided meditation will inspire you to love yourself unconditionally and continue on this journey of healing and evolving as you intended on this life journey. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed, closing your eyes, and taking in a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and slowly releasing through your mouth, knowing that you're inhaling new beginnings and releasing old energy. Once again, taking in a nice, slow, deep breath, grateful for the breath you're able to inhale, and exhale slowly. One more time, take a really deep and slow breath in, and slowly exhale, letting your body relax and giving yourself permission to let go, allowing any thoughts that come into your mind to be put to the side for now, knowing that they will come back later if they're important, because right now, this is your time. Your time to take care of you and you alone. Now at this time, we ask to be surrounded by pure divine love and healing light energy and safety and protection. Calling in our spirit teams and the archangels to bring the elements of fire, water, air, and earth as a representation of their love, healing, and guidance on this journey. Divine healing source energy, at this time, we ask that you help us to understand the depth of our being and the true potential we each hold within us to overcome any obstacles and life challenges that have come into our path and our awareness. We ask that you please shine down upon us your healing light, filling us with your wisdom, your knowledge, and clarity that guides us when we feel lost. We ask that you embrace us with love when we feel alone, to encourage us when we feel like giving up. We ask that you instill patience within us when we feel frustrated. We ask to forgive those who have brought us pain, and to forgive ourselves for holding on to anger and resentment. We ask for your guidance in taking ownership of where we are needing to change, instead of trying to change others, and to fill the empty hole inside of us that can only be filled by ourselves. We ask that you empower us when we feel defeated, and to give us courage and strength and confidence to embrace the lessons that we have taken on in this lifetime, so that we may truly grow and awaken and evolve and transform into our best selves. For we are now ready to truly love ourselves unconditionally and to rejoice in our divine beauty. Now take a moment and really let yourself feel the energy of love, the pure divine vibration of unconditional love. Let it flow throughout your entire body and all around you. See in your mind this beautiful glowing light surrounding your entire body. Feel it within you, peaceful, joyful, pure love. And notice this love. It is not coming from outside of you. It is coming from inside of you. You see, my friend, you have had this loving light within you all along. You have dimmed it in times of pain, fear, and anxiety. But nonetheless, it is there waiting for you always to call upon its never-ending source of energy, pure love energy, to fulfill every part of your being, reminding you of your power, reminding you of your magnificence, and reminding you of the sacrifices that you have made as a spiritual being willing to live this human experience and take on these lessons. My dear one, the power is within you. Love is within you. And while this love may flow freely out of you to others, you are being reminded today to allow it to flow freely within you. Love yourself as you are. You are enough, you are worthy, and you are doing your best, and everything is going to be okay. Believe in yourself and keep trusting yourself, for within all these lessons you are discovering the depth of your soul and the incredible power within to establish and create a wonderful life that fits you and supports you beautifully. Knowing that you are equipped to handle everything that unfolds in your life, for you are the one that has arranged for these lessons. Therefore, you most certainly will succeed in overcoming them. Now take in a nice, slow, deep, refreshing breath, filling your body up with new, vibrant energy. Exhaling all the toxic energy, releasing it. Everything that just moved through you. Once again, take in a nice, refreshing, slow, deep breath in, new beginnings, new fresh beginnings, new fresh life, releasing the old, releasing the old, letting it go. Now sit for a moment and feel the gentle love and support from your spirit team and the archangels, and even perhaps loved ones who have passed. Knowing that you're being supported from the other side as you complete your journey in this lifetime, and that you do have all the tools within you to overcome whatever lessons you have put in your path. The key today is to remember it all begins with you. Therefore, loving yourself first will give you the power you're needing to move through any challenge that you may need to face begin to feel the shift in your body, as if a weight has been lifted. Notice that you're feeling lighter, and you can feel this sense of confidence and empowering energy that's moving easily through your entire being. Bask in this love. Bask in this support. Bask in this knowledge and wisdom that has been awakened within you. Now at this time, we give love and gratitude and thanks to the archangels and our spirit teams for their continuous guidance and support. And so it is. Thank you. Now begin to slowly bring yourself back to the present moment, letting yourself back into the present time. Feeling the energy flow through your body, knowing you are filled with a wonderful sense of joy and happiness and peace and love. And slowly open your eyes when you're ready. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Till next week, namaste.